Case, assist Brian in establishing goals. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, Brian is single, college-educated, and in his late 30s. He works as an accountant at a small company. Every holiday season, Brian feels that he spends too much on gifts. Year after year, he resolves to spend less on family and friends. He feels bad about the spending, and so does not revisit the receipts and just tries not to think about it. He started saving for retirement later than he feels he should have because he was paying off student loan debt. Now he feels stressed every time he spends money. He feels he should save all his money. He also feels he should know better about finances because he is an accountant. Now the holidays are approaching again and he makes an appointment with a financial counselor. Let's look in on this counseling session after Brian has discussed this perennial goal of spending less and his feelings of stress over saving with the counselor. Counselor, what is one item that you bought for a loved one last year that was a significant cost? Brian, I bought a gym membership for my dad. It cost about $1,200 for the year, after the startup fee and the monthly payments. Brian is clearly uncomfortable talking about the cost. He looks away and seems to feel shame about the expenditure. Counselor, when you gave a gym membership to your dad, what was that like? How did that go? Brian's face lights up and his body language completely changes at these questions. Brian, he was thrilled. We toured the gym together and he was so excited. They have an amazing pool and sauna and it is close to his house. He has health concerns and staying fit has made a big difference for him. He goes several times a week now and has friends that he sees there. His health has even improved a bit. Counselor, if you could have a do-over, would you get the gym membership again? Brian, yes, I feel so good about it. I know it was expensive, actually, it might have been closer to $2,000, I don't know. Counselor, since it was so well received, you must have put some thought into what he actually wanted. Brian smiles and nods. Counselor, did you have any difficulties paying for your necessities after the holidays? Brian, no. I could still contribute to my IRA for the tax year, but my emergency fund went down because of it, and I felt nervous about that. Counselor, in general, does everyone in your family give thoughtful gifts like you do? What does gift-giving mean for your family? Brian, it's a big deal. We all exchange gifts. They don't have to be expensive, but often they are big things that we really need. I got a computer last year. I do freelance work too sometimes and I really needed a new computer. Counselor, it sounds like gift-giving, even big-ticket items, is important to you and your family. At the same time, you often feel like you should be saving more for your future. Both of these things are important. Does that sound right? Brian, yes, I guess that's true. Counselor, okay, would it be right to say that you want to balance two priorities? Save enough for the future and give thoughtful gifts during the holidays? Brian, yes, I guess giving gifts is a priority for me. I've never thought about it, but I just can't imagine not getting something special for at least my parents and brother. Counselor, let's get specific about your goals. There is likely a way to satisfy both of these priorities. Question 1. When Brian initially discussed his spending on his father's gift gym membership, Brian grossly understated the expense. Later in the interview, he confessed to a higher cost. What role did the counselor play in this change? Question 1 sample response. Brian becomes more honest about how much he spent on a gift later in the session, once he has had a chance to talk about all the good things the gift gave someone he loves. He feels bad about spending but also good about what he gave. He therefore likely arrives already judging himself. The counselor affirmed his thoughtfulness and provided an accepting space where he could start to recognize his conflicting money values. Question 2. What needs improvement with Brian's perennial goal to spend less money on gifts each holiday season? Consider what inner money value conflicts may be playing a role here that speak to the goal's relevance, the R in SMART goals, and how the counselor might help Brian identify why this goal has not been working for him. Question 2 sample response. It is very hard to tease out when a client's goals don't agree with their actions. Often this means the client has conflicting emotions or money values. In this example, Brian feels bad about spending money in general. It may be a value for him to be frugal. At the same time, gift-giving is important to him and his family. It is part of his culture. One of his money values is to honor your parents through thoughtful gifts and show that you care for people in this way. Reciprocity is also very important to him. He both wants and doesn't want to spend, and this leaves him with habits that are contrary to his stated goals. Consequently, he makes resolutions that he consistently breaks later. This speaks to the relevant part of SMART goals. How does the spending less goal connect to what matters most to the client? The client feels like he should want something or be doing something differently, but he does not actually want that thing and does not want to change what he is doing. This leads to a cycle of stating goals to himself or others that he consistently does not follow through on. Identifying Brian's ambivalence and what he actually wants or needs, what works for him in his day-to-day life, is key to finding out if a goal is relevant. Identifying relevant goals is vital to finding goals a client will likely be motivated to follow through on. Question 3. How can Brian's goal be made more relevant to him? Question 3. Simple response. Brian's goal needs to address his ambivalence. Only goals that take both his need to please his friends and family members and save for the future into account will be truly relevant to his life. Question 4. To improve his chances of his goal being something he actually starts doing each year, what else needs improvement in Brian's goal? Question 4. Sample response. Brian's difficulty following through on his goal to spend less on holiday gifts could have many more causes. For example, this goal is not specific enough or measurable. What does less mean in this context? How much does he want to or can he responsibly spend on holiday gifts? Can part of the goal be saving for gifts throughout the year and setting a fairly large budget for it as a specific dollar amount? Perhaps this amount could be more than he usually spends and he could plan to transfer any surplus to his retirement savings or emergency fund before starting over the next year.